Okay, welcome to August 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1908, happy birthday, LBJ. According to WhiteHouse.gov, Lyndon B. Johnson was born on August 27th, 1908, in Central Texas. In 1937, he served the House of Representatives and then the Senate in 1948. In the 1960 campaign, Johnson, as John F. Kennedy's running mate, was elected vice president. On November 22, 1963, when Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson was sworn in as president. In 1964, Johnson won the presidency with 61% of the vote and had the widest popular margin in American history, more than 15 million votes. The Great Society program became Johnson's agenda for Congress, which was aid to education, attack on disease, Medicare, urban renewal, beautification, conservation, development of depressed regions, a wide-scale fight against poverty, control and prevention of crime and delinquency, and removal of obstacles to the right to vote. Under Johnson, the country made spectacular explorations of space in a program he had championed since its start. Nevertheless, there were two overriding crises that were gaining momentum since 1965. One of them was racism. The other was coming from Vietnam. Johnson limited the bombing of North Vietnam in order to initiate negotiations. At the same time, he startled the world by withdrawing as a candidate for re-election so he might devote his full efforts, unimpeded by politics, to the quest for peace. When he left office, peace talks were underway. He did not live to see them successful, but died suddenly of a heart attack at his Texas ranch on January 22, 1973. Happy birthday, LBJ! 1776, the Battle of Brooklyn Heights. The British had retreated from Boston, and General George Washington correctly presumed that they would come back to New York. On August 22nd, British General William Howe and his army of 32,000 men arrived at Staten Island, where Howe gave Washington a chance to accept a pardon from the crown. When Washington famously replied, "Those who have committed no fault want no pardon," Washington ordered General Israel Putnam to cover Brooklyn Heights, placed General John Sullivan to the south, and stationed Lord Stirling to the southwest on the heights of Guam. However, General Howe and 10,000 British came into Brooklyn Heights by coming in through the rarely used Jamaican Pass on the east and surrounded Washington. The British easily defeated Washington's undisciplined soldiers at Brooklyn Heights, at Gowanus Pass, and then outflanked the entire Continental Army. Washington and his men retreated to Manhattan by boat. Legend has it, George Washington was the last one to leave. The British owned New York up until the end of the Revolution. And finally, in Creeper News, 2007, NFL quarterback Michael Vick pleads guilty in running the Bad News Kennel. This infamous dogfighting ring in Virginia was located on a 15-acre property. Vick had just signed a sweet deal with the Atlanta Falcons as the starting quarterback for a record 10-year, $130 million contract, much of which he had to give back to the Falcons. Vick and his partners executed possibly 8 dogs who wouldn't fight in a ring by hanging, drowning, or electrocuting them. Vick's image was stained forever, although he made a very small comeback upon prison release when he returned to the NFL and played for the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's all I got for August 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening. I fell off, and niggas wouldn't front me. I bounced back now, all these bitches want off of me. I'm from VA, so my New York niggas call me country. The way I dance on the work, they should call me Puffy. I'm back to getting money, now they back on my dick. I feel like Chris Brown, I feel like Mike Vick. And I got your baby mama off the hook. When she used to be a saint, Aaron Brooks. I'm from the